We thank you, God, that you want us to have fellowship with you. And I'm asking you, God, that we would do that at this very moment. Fill my mind, fill my mouth, so that you're glorified. Hide me behind the cross so that people would see Jesus Christ. Because, God, that's the only reason we are here, is to worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, please now, you do what's got to be done, because I can't. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Open your Bibles up to the book of Luke, if you would. The book of Luke. Luke chapter number 24. And the question for us this morning is, who are we listening to? Who are you listening to? Who are you allowing to speak into your life today? Who is influencing you? Who is guiding you? Who is directing you? Who are you letting feed you? Luke chapter number 24, verse number 13. Many of us are very familiar with this passage of Scripture. This has taken place on a Sunday, the very day that Christ arose. And it talks about an incident where Christ met two men. And they were in the right place at the right time. And here's the situation. This was not coincidence. This is a purposeful happening. Nothing happens by accident with God. God intends everything to happen when it's his timing and his way. He meets with these two young men. Verse number 13, it says this. And behold, two of them, who were the disciples, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. In other words, about 7 miles. About 7 miles, it was from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And they talked together, these two young men, they talked together of all the things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But verse number 16, here's the key. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Now, these were two of his disciples. These were two of the people that had been following him for several years. Matter of fact, these were two of the young men that had been sifted by Satan and hung in there. Now, hold your finger right here and go to John 6:66 with me. Go to John chapter 6, verse number 66. Get your Bibles out. Look at the Bibles. Look what they say here, brothers and sisters. Read your Bibles. John chapter 6, verse number 66. Very appropriate that that number comes up here. John chapter 6, verse number 66. Now, Jesus is talking to his disciples here. And he's putting something in front of them and they're having to make a decision. Starting verse number 60, we'll start there. It says this, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? Jesus had been teaching them and they got set in their mind, you know what? What you're saying, Jesus, is awful hard. I don't know if I can handle it. And when Jesus knew it himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Now hold on a minute, brothers and sisters. Truth offends. Truth hurts. And here's the problem. We don't want to hear truth sometimes. Sometimes we want to believe a lie. Sometimes we want to drink the milk and the Kool-Aid of the world's truth, and we're drinking it and we're guzzling it, and it's destroying us. And the world was teaching these disciples, and the world had been influencing disciples, and the falseness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees was being ingrained in them. And they wanted everything to come easy to them. They wanted everything to come along to them and make them feel good. And let them obey a bunch of rules and regulations in order to make them right with God. And they listened to it and they said, oh good, we can accomplish this and make ourselves feel better. But Jesus came along and said, listen, it's not about rules and regulations. It's about a relationship with the God of the universe. Who I am is what Jesus said. And he told them these things, and he'd been preaching it over and over and over again. And now he finally is confronting them. He says, listen, is this offending to you? Is my truth that I'm telling to you, is it offending you? Brothers and sisters, is God's truth offending you? Because if it's offending, you got to make a decision to believe it and repent and get your life right, or to turn away from him. You've got to make the choice. Quit playing the game. Quit sitting the fence. We've got a lot of Christians sitting the fence, and the only thing by sitting the fence is going to accomplish is give you splinters. Amen. Verse number 62. What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickens, that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are the Spirit and they are life. Jesus says, listening, I'm giving you the words of life. I'm giving you the truth. Your flesh is not profiting you nothing. It's only the Spirit that brings profit to your spirit. Verse number 64. He gets right down to brass tacks, and I'm getting down to brass tacks with you this morning. Look at me. Pay attention to this. He said, but there are some of you that believe not. These have been people that have been following him. These are people that have been listening to him. These are people that had seen the miracles. These are people that had watched everything take place. They'd been with him from the very beginning, seeing everything. But then he told them truth. For Jesus knew them from the beginning, who that believed not and who should betray him. Jesus knew that they were playing a game. Stop playing games. Your soul's too important. You're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. And the only way to go to heaven is trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. That and that alone. You have got to make the decision before it's eternally too late. And I say that with every ounce of love I can muster. It make you mad at me? Okay. If me making you mad gets you saved, hallelujah. But I am not going to shirk away from the truth. Verse number 65. And he, speaking of Jesus, said this, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except were given unto him of my Father. He says, this is what I've told you truthfully, and I've been completely honest with you, he said. But look at the saddest verse right here. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. That makes you want to cry. That makes you want to weep. That makes you want to say, oh God, why? Listen, we all have to make that decision. I can't make it for my children. You can't make it for your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your husband, your wife. You can't make it for anybody but you. And you've got to decide. Am I going to follow Jesus and the truth, or am I going to follow a lie? But the problem is, Satan is slick and he's sly, and he puts scales upon our spiritual eyes so that we don't see the truth. Now, these disciples that were going to Emmaus, they were here in this conversation. And somehow they made it through this conversation and didn't leave Jesus. They were sifted and they came out on the right side and continued to follow Jesus. So why in the world then are they walking to Emmaus and Jesus comes to walk right beside them? Why don't they realize it's Him? The same reason that sometimes you and I don't realize is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Because we're listening to the wrong things. And I'm not talking about music only necessarily. Oh, there he is. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I knew it'd come out eventually, Brother Brian. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Well, that's part of what I'm talking about. But that's not necessarily the whole message. Show me the next slide. Do you and I want to hear from God? That's the question. Do you and I want to hear from God? Look with me, if you would, Matthew chapter 11, verse number 15. Just follow along real quick. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 15. Jesus says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." 13:9, he says, "He who hath ears to hear, let him hear." 13:43, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Go to Mark chapter number 4. Verse number 9. Mark chapter 4, verse number 9. "And he said unto them, He that hath ears, let him hear." Look at verse number 23. "And if any man have ears to hear, let him hear." Y'all following a pattern? He is not speaking about these ears. Thank God he's not speaking about these ears. Because sometimes these ears get plugged up. Wax problems, accidents, birth defects. Sometimes these ears do not work the way they should. They're getting bent out of shape by all these masks that we're wearing, by the way. But sometimes these ears don't hear. These are not the ears that Jesus is referring to. He's referring to this ear. The ear that is occupying your bodies. What I'm looking at is not the real you. All I'm looking at is what you're trying to present to the world and present to me this morning. But I'm not seeing the real you. You're not seeing the real me. We have a soul inside of us. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that God, or in the book of Genesis, that God breathed and made man a living soul. And our soul is destined for one of two places: heaven with Him or hell without Him. And it's your soul that Jesus is talking about. He that has a spiritual ear to hear, let him hear. Do you have a spiritual ear this morning? Regardless of the age, all the way from Bjorn, who's the youngest one in here, all the way to, I'm not going to name names. I'll get myself in trouble. Regardless of your age, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of anything, do you have a spiritual ear to hear? And so as the disciples were walking to Emmaus, Jesus shows up and they don't even know it's Him. If Jesus showed up today, would you know it's Him? And the reason we have a difficulty knowing it's Him is because we're listening to the wrong things. Let me help you some things that we're listening to that we shouldn't be listening to. Our pride. Our selfishness. We're listening to our past. We're listening to what we think people are thinking about us. We're listening to what we think people are wondering about us. We're listening to what the world tells us. We're listening to what society tells us. We're listening to Facebook. We're listening to Instagram. We're listening to CNN. We're listening to Fox. We're listening to the president. We're listening to the congressman. We're listening to everybody but Jesus. And we're doing stupid things and making ourselves in stupid situations because of the fact we're not listening to God anymore. And these two disciples who had been sifted and who had not left when everybody left, they don't even realize it's Jesus because their spiritual eyes were blinded. Brothers and sisters, I'm afraid that our spiritual eyes are blind right now. Beginning with me all the way back. Your spiritual eyes are blind. That's why I wanted Alan to sing that song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord." And as he walked with them, verse number 17, he said unto them, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another, so you walk and are sad?" He noticed that they were walking downtrodden, and they were upset, and they were worried. He says, "Listen, fellas, what's the problem?" It's perfect, because listen, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, what's your problem this morning? Why are you so sad? Why are you griping? Why are you complaining? Why are you all these different things? What's your problem? You know what your problem is? Your God is not alive. What you talk about, Willis? If your God was alive, then you would not have the problems that a lot of you are allowing yourself to get involved in. If your God was alive, you'd be listening to Him instead of listening to the world. Can I get somebody to wave a hanky, say amen something this morning? Wake up! Thanks a lot, Brian. You woke me out of a fitful sleep. Appreciate that. Okay. Now follow me. And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, he answered and said unto him, answered Jesus and said, "Are you a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things that are come to pass in these days?" He says, "What's your problem? Where you been, buddy? Don't you know what's taking place? Haven't you heard the news?" And that's what some of you are looking at me like, "Brother Brian, haven't you heard the news? Man, we got this going on. We got that. We got this shooting taking place. And we got this taking place. And we got this person's doing that. Brother Brian, haven't you heard the news?" Yes, I've heard too much of the news. Some of you are so consumed by social media and by the news you see on TV and the bloggers and the floggers and the groggers that it's bringing you down spiritually and it's destroying you. Get off! Don't you know what's going on? And he, speaking of Jesus, said unto him, "What things? What's going on?" Now, is Jesus dumb? Is he dense? No. You know what he's asking them? "Well, tell me what's bothering you. Tell me why you're so sad." And so they tell him everything that took place. "Well, we had this guy named Jesus. He was from Nazareth. He was a great prophet. And he did a lot of healings and a lot of things. And we really thought he was the Messiah. And then we heard that he died because he was killed. And we heard that he was buried and he rose again. But we haven't seen him yet. And we don't know what to do. Oh, my goodness. Everybody hates us. Nobody likes us. I guess we'll just eat worms." That's what they're saying. But wait a minute. Where is Jesus? Right there.
They're talking to the solution, but they don't realize it. Brothers and sisters, look at me. The solution is right here. The Holy Spirit. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So what does Jesus do? Does He start to berate them? Does He start to chew them out? Does He start to call them all kinds of names? No, look what He does. Verse number 23. And when they found out not His body, they came saying that He had also seen a vision of angels, which that says He was alive. And certain of them which were with us in the sepulchre found it even so as the woman had said, but Him they saw not. They said, listen, they said He's alive, but we hadn't seen Him. We don't know what to do. And then He said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? Says, weren't these things supposed to happen? Why are you so bummed? And then it says, at the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. There it is. Underline scriptures. What did Jesus use to help them solve the problem? Scripture. Not what the latest pastor said. Not what this pastor said. Not what the bloggers and the vloggers and CNN and Fox and CBS and the Instagram and No, that's not where the solution is found. It's found in the scriptures. But the problem is, we're spending more time listening to everything else and not listening to this. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, for everything, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture. From Genesis to Revelation. This is God's word. But some of us get so absorbed in the things of the world, we take that as truth. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. You can put perfume and a dress on a pig, but it's still a pig. This is the truth. So He tells them, and He gives them as they're walking, He gives them a 7-mile Bible study. He shares with them every scripture concerning Himself, and He's talking to them and everything else. Now verse number 28, and as they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and He made as though He would have gone further, they constrained Him. They said, stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And He went in to tarry with them. He said, listen, traveler, stay with us. We like what you're saying. Man, we love what you're telling us. It's getting dark. Why don't you stay with us and tell us more? And it came to pass that He sat at meat with them, and He took bread, and He blessed it, and He brake it, and He gave it to them. And their eyes were open. And He knew, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. Now listen, why didn't they see Him as they were walking? He was giving them scripture. Why didn't they see that? Because they were spiritually blinded, because they didn't want to know it. If you came in here to be entertained and you came in here to get you fired up, you came for the wrong reason. Scripture has been given to you. And not only through my reading, through the singing. What a blessing the singing was this morning. But unfortunately, some of us, when we leave today, our spiritual eyes are still going to be closed. But as soon as he broke the bread and gave it to them and blessed it, their eyes were open and he vanished. And look what he say. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened us the scriptures? He says, I knew something was going on. You know what that something was? It was the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing that when we just read the scriptures and we pray that the Holy Spirit begins to speak to us? And we wonder, where's that coming from? It's the Holy Spirit because he wrote it. But the reason that we don't listen anymore is because we've stopped reading this. Now, if you read it on this, okay. A lot of these younger, modern, they love this. Okay, good. Hey, but read it. That's the problem. We don't read it no more. And we're blind. So, Brother Brian, how do I fix it then? You go home today and you read the entire book of Psalms. Just read the whole book of Psalms today. Thanks a lot. No. I'm going to give you a verse that will help you as you get back into listening to the Lord. Or next one. Who or what we listen to frames our thinking. Look at Philippians 4:8 with me real quick. Many of you have got this memorized. Some of you may have never seen it before. Who or what you listen to frames what you're thinking. Finally, brethren, he said, my final argument in my letter to you, my finally persuasive things I'm going to give to you, is what he says. Whatsoever things are true. Oh, take Facebook off. It ain't true. Amen? CNN and Fox News, they ain't true. Well, that's blasphemy, Brother Brian. Fake news. Can I get a hallelujah? Instagram, TikTok, ain't true. I know I just turned off the whole young crowd. It ain't true. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things. Will you please use this, verse 4:8. Would you please use that as a filter? And whatever you subscribe to or ascribe to or listen to, will you please filter it through this 4:8? And then whatever comes out, that's what you consume. I love coffee. Can I get an amen? By the way, we started Sunday school now, and we have coffee. Hallelujah. But in... You need to get right, son. But in the coffee pot, you've got the water and you've got the grounds, and there's a filter. Because if you don't have a filter, them grounds get in that coffee, and your coffee becomes chewy. Like granola. I'll still drink it, though. But that filter filters out all the stuff that you don't want to be drinking. And then you get the nectar of the gods. But without the filter, it lets everything through. If you will use this, as your filter, then what you think about and what you believe and listen to and do becomes Christ-like. Does that make sense? Well, that's an ancient book, Brother Brian. It was written a long time ago by man. It has no application to me. I'm sick of hearing that. But here's the issue then. Then what are you going to believe? What are you going to base your life on then? You got to base it on something. Well, I'm going to base it on me and what I believe. I tried that. Oh my gosh, and I got the scars from it. I'm ashamed of living my life based upon what I want to live. Please don't try that one. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Who are we listening to? Will you turn back? Or will you go forward? Today's the day of decision. Today. Today. Miss Kristen passed away on Friday, 2 o'clock. Her time of decision is past. She can't make it again. Praise the Lord, she trusted Christ as her Savior. But what about you? What about you? Are you listening? Do you have ears to hear? Miss Shirley, if you'll come, please. Bow your heads and close your eyes this morning. And I only do that for your privacy. I only do that for you to concentrate. Make yourself a bubble around you if you can. Don't let the person next to you bump elbows with you. Don't listen to them breathe. You just listen to the Lord in these few brief moments we have. Miss Shirley's going to play. And then I'm going to give you some time to talk to God, and then I'll come and close us in prayer. But let me ask you, who are you listening to? Won't you ask God to help you start listening to Him instead of the world today? He's the only hope we have. The only hope we have. Won't you talk to Him right now?